On a recent morning inside a Dallas classroom, students learn how to introduce themselves and ask each other questions in English. Teacher Jorge Salcedo tells Pablo Valverde and a classmate to stand up and practice.
Hi, my name is Adriana.
My name is Pablo.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
What color is your eyes?
My eyes, I'm not sure they're green or whatever you can see. You name it.
At 85, Valverde hasn't lost his sense of humor, nor has he lost his desire to learn. A year ago, he enrolled in the Dallas School District's adult education program. Students in the English as a second language classes come from countries like Mexico, Spain, Colombia, Ethiopia, China, and Korea. Valverde says he can speak English, but like many of his classmates, wants to go beyond that.
Because I like to learn how to read and write. My teacher, he's been teaching me. Little by little, one of the days I'm going to learn.
Valverde says he only got to the third grade in his native Mexico. He stopped going to school after his father, a miner, died from lung disease. He was just 40. Valverde was 8. He says his father's death affected him. The family was poor and slept in one room. Pablo took up a job delivering bread by pushing a wooden cart. He'd get up at 4 a.m. and earned only 3 pesos a day. Eventually, he saved up enough money to buy a bike so he could make faster deliveries. It's the same perseverance he had as a child that pushes him to improve his English today.
Right now, I'm very happy right here with my teacher and the students. Because in my house, I've been doing nothing about watching TV, and I don't want to do that because I'm going to die too quick. I would like to live a few more years if I can.
Valverde came to the United States when he was 18, working first as a dishwasher in El Paso and later in construction. Teacher Jorge Salcedo says he's impressed with his commitment.
His attendance is great. He's always here. Doesn't matter what the weather may be outside. Of course, he lives nearby, so that helps out a lot. He's very independent. And he's very respectful. He's very funny for an older gentleman. He's very funny, so the whole class enjoys him.
Mireya Patlan, who's 34 and sits next to Valverde, says students look up to their classmate, who drives to school in a red pickup truck and always wears a tweed hat. She says sometimes younger students don't have that same level of dedication.
Es un ejemplo de esperanza y de entusiasmo.
That's 46-year-old Rafael Fermin, who's originally from Spain. He says Valverde gives others hope. He admires his enthusiasm. Valverde says he has some advice for other immigrants who don't read, write, or speak English.
First thing I'm going to tell you, what you're waiting for? Let's go on. It's never is too late to learn. For me, I don't think it's going to be late for you either.
And with his new skills, he'd like to apply for some part-time work. Stella Chavez, KERA News.